All right, good morning. I'd just like to share something with you from the Word of God this morning. It's found in the book of John, John chapter 1. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. You might wonder, what is the Word, or who is the Word? And if you look down at verse 14, it says, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so the Word is Jesus Christ. And so if you go back up to verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. The same was in the beginning with God. The Bible goes on to say, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ is the Creator God. It goes on to say, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus Christ is the principle of life. He's the giver of physical life. If you are alive today, breathing and enjoying this day that God's given to us, you have physical life, but He's also the giver of spiritual life, eternal life that we all need to go to heaven. And so the Bible goes on to say, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Jesus Christ came, He shared His truth, but like this world, it was spiritually dark at that time as well. And many people rejected that truth. They didn't want the truth. They didn't want the light. They wanted the darkness. They wanted their sin. And so very sadly, Jesus Christ came into the world as light, and men loved darkness rather than light, the Bible says, because their deeds were evil. And that's the way it is in this world. It's not that anybody can disprove the Bible, but they don't like the Bible because the Bible speaks about their sin. You know, in fact, Jesus Christ Himself was hated because He spoke against this evil world about their sin. He said to His brothers, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. You know, He didn't do that to be mean. He didn't do that to be unkind. He did that to point out the source of man's problem. Our problem is a sin problem. It's that we have transgressed God's law. We have turned our back on God. We have a sin stain that we cannot remove. The Bible says, though thou wash thee with nitre. You could do all sorts of religious things, be as religious as possible, but that does not save your soul. It does not cleanse you from your sin. It does not take away your iniquity. There's nothing that man can do to cleanse their own soul. Jesus Christ alone is life. He is the light of the world. Now there was a man, the Bible says, sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Who John was, he's called John the Baptist. He was a preacher. He came before Jesus Christ and he testified that the Messiah was coming, that Jesus the Christ is coming, that the Anointed One, the Savior of the world, is coming. And so as he declared that, he said, I am not that light. He said, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world, about Jesus. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. It's amazing today that if Jesus Christ physically was here, there'd be many people that would not recognize him as God. That's the way it was when he came and was born in Bethlehem. There were plenty of people in that day that looked at the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and just thought he was a man. But he was not just a man. He was the Creator God-man. He designed and gave everything life. He gave us everything that we enjoy, our appetites, our desires, our creativity, our individuality, our personality. Everything about us was given to us by God. And more specifically, Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the Creator. And so the Bible says about Jesus, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. And that being said, he was a Jew. He came unto the Jews. He came as a Jewish Messiah. They looked at him, and they didn't recognize him for who he was. They expected a king to come on a white charger or something like that and ride victoriously over Rome. And that's not what Jesus was about. Jesus was coming about to be a humble man, a servant of the people, and one who would die for the sins of the world. That was unexpected. They didn't expect that the Messiah would come to die. But he came unto his own received him not, but as many as received him, Jesus, to them gave he power, authority, to become the sons of God. And so as Jesus Christ dealt with people, if they would put their faith in him, who he was as the Messiah, who he was as the Savior, who he was as the Christ, he would give them his gift of everlasting life. That's what he desired to do. The Bible says about Jesus, he didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And that means this, he didn't come to set up his throne and to judge men for their sin at that time. He came to save them from their sin. He came to die on the cross for their sin. Many people in that day despised him. Many people in that day mocked him. They cursed him. They laughed at him and denied him. But as the Bible says, they didn't recognize him for who he was. Because of his humility, Jesus Christ came and they didn't recognize him. And so the Bible goes on to say, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And so if you had asked me then, how does somebody get everlasting life? Well, it's not a religion. It's not works. It's not anything that man can do. It's not, hey, I'll be a different person. I'll be a good person and God will accept me. It's simply this, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's saving faith. Faith that recognizes that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, that he is God. Faith that recognizes that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. Faith that recognizes that our sin is shameful in the eyes of a holy God that does not seek to justify sin. In other words, that it does not look at my life, for instance, and say, I'm going to say my sin's okay, and therefore God accepts me. There's a lot of people trying to do that today. They're trying to redefine marriage. They're trying to redefine where life begins. But that doesn't change the fact that when there is life and you kill that life, you have murdered. It doesn't change the fact that when you live in sexual sin, you're living in sexual sin. People can justify it, they can say what they want, but it doesn't take away their sin. Only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has the power to forgive sin. And so the Bible goes on to say about that new birth that God desires you to have, that it's not in anything that you can do, but it's simply in faith in Jesus Christ. It goes on to say, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Spiritual birth is not, again, something that we can do. It's something that God must do to us. Just like he gave us physical life, God must give us eternal life. If we do not receive eternal life and we die in our sin, the Bible says that there's one thing that will take place, and that's we'll stand before God, and God will say, depart from me, cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And you might say, hey, Ben, God must be mean. No, God is not mean. What would you think today of somebody that could solve cancer and cure cancer that didn't do it? That would be cruel if they didn't do that. You know, sin is a cancer. Sin is what has destroyed this earth. Sin is what makes about death and sorrow and sickness and all those things. They're a result of man's sin. God told Eve in the Garden of Eden, the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Man transgressed God's law. That brought death into this creation. If God allowed sin into heaven, God would have to allow the punishment for sin into heaven. God will not do that. Heaven is perfect. Heaven is sinless. Heaven is eternal life. God will not pervert that. Rather, he would make a way for man to be cleansed of his sin, forgiven of his sin, and that way is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son. And so the Word, Jesus, was made flesh. He dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. If you were to meet the Lord Jesus Christ, you meet the kindest, most wonderful person on this planet. Some people would say, but Ben, I wouldn't feel comfortable around Jesus because Jesus would look at me and say, you're a sinner. Well, you know what? To tell you the truth, I would feel uncomfortable as well because I'm a sinner. But praise God, there's a remedy for our sin, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, takes away our sin. And because of his blood, we have opportunity to come into contact with God and have a relationship with God by faith in Jesus Christ. That's what makes man comfortable before a holy God. It's that their sin has been covered. It's been paid for. It's been taken away by the blood of Jesus. Friend, I'd just like to ask you today, have you thought at all about God? You're walking through life. Maybe you're thinking about a lot of things. You're thinking about shopping. You're thinking about the economy and everything that's taking place. Maybe you're thinking about the war in Ukraine. You're thinking about health problems, things like that. Listen, have you thought about God? Have you thought about that there's a God in heaven that loves you, that there's a God in heaven that cares for you, that there's a God that sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sin? Very sadly, today people can walk through life never thinking about God and then someday stand before God. You know, when we die, we don't get a second chance. The Bible says it's appointed to men once to die, but after that, the judgment. God does not want you to get to that judgment without Jesus. You know, God did everything he could to save you from your sin. God took his precious Son, the perfect and holy Son of God, Jesus Christ, and he nailed him to an old rugged cross to die a shameful death because of our sin. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Messiah died for you. You may hate him, you may despise him, you may mock him, you may not believe in him, but the fact is that he still loves you. The fact is he's still reaching out to you. He still wants you to pick up a Bible and to look at it and to read it and to think about him and to consider what he said and to understand that someday when you stand before God, you cannot say, but God, I had no idea. God would just look at you and say, look, I gave you a book. It was written over 1,500 years by 44 human authors, 66 books that all agree. We can't do that today. We can't manufacture it today. It has been received as the Word of God. It's outsold every book every year. It's been translated into more languages than any other book. The printing press was designed to print Bibles. And God would just say, look, I gave you that precious book, that living Word, to bring you to faith in my Son, Jesus Christ. And God would say, look, I said emphatically in my Word that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. It's not religion. It's not by being a good person. Even atheists have this idea. They'll say to me, Ben, if there is a God, God's going to accept me because I'm okay. Well, the problem is our sin is not okay. Our sin is a transgression of the law. Our sin, when we stand before a holy God, is going to be the very thing that convicts us and sends us to a devil's hell. God doesn't want us to go there. That's why Jesus Christ died. That's why he provided a way for us to be forgiven. It's his blood that he shed for us. His redemption, buying us back from the slave market of sin. Listen, you might be in bondage today to sin. Maybe nobody else knows about a drug addict. Nobody knows about an alcoholic habit. Nobody knows about a sexual habit. Nobody knows about a money habit like gambling or something like that that's wrecking your life. And you know about it. Nobody else knows about it. God knows about it. God knows the heartache of that. God knows the sorrow of that. God knows the burden of that. And Jesus Christ desires to take that away. It's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that we can be forgiven. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. It doesn't matter how deep the sin stain is. Praise God today. Anybody can be forgiven. It doesn't matter what crime they committed against man or against God. In the mercy of God, they can be forgiven. If you're a religious person, trusting in your religiosity and the things that you've done, consider this. There was a thief on the cross that was crucified next to the Lord Jesus Christ. There was a thief on the cross that was crucified next to the Lord Jesus Christ. He wasn't a good man, he was a thief. But at the point of his death, he repented of his sin. You remember on that cross, he looked across at the other thief and he said, hey man, you and I are in this place justly. It's fair that we're here being crucified. But this man, he has done nothing wrong. He defended the Lord Jesus Christ, and then he looked in faith at Jesus and he said, Lord, remember me in paradise. And there on the cross, Jesus Christ looked at that thief and he said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. That thief didn't get off the cross and get baptized. He didn't get off the cross and become religious. He didn't get off the cross and do a bunch of good things. What did he do? He simply put his faith in Jesus. That's all that you have to do to be saved. The Bible says to a man that came to a preacher, he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And that preacher, Paul, looked at him and said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Just look at the cross. Look at what Jesus Christ did. Understand that he did that for you, that he loved you that much. And just, if your heart's hard to that, just say to God, God, I'm sorry. My heart is so hard to you. And what your son, Jesus Christ, did for me on the cross, it doesn't move me. It doesn't stir me. In fact, I would say I'm in unbelief. I would just say this to you. You know what? Cry out to that God and say, God, if that's true, help me to get it in my heart. Help me to understand it in my soul. Help me to know what Jesus Christ did when he died on the cross for my sin. Why? Because if you don't have Jesus Christ as your son, you don't have life. The Bible says, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have everlasting life. There's a lot of religious people today that if you ask them, hey, how certain are you that you're going to heaven? So many times we'll just say, hey, Ben, I don't even know if there is a God. I don't even know if, you know, I am good enough to go to heaven. You know, but the thing is, shouldn't religion prepare you for eternity? Shouldn't the Bible be the very thing that secures in your heart that conviction that I know for sure that I'm going to heaven? I can say to you 150% today that if I die, I will be immediately in the presence of God. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Why? Not because I'm a good person, not because I've done good things, not because I'm a minister and a preacher of the Bible, but because I've personally put my faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God that died for me. As a five-year-old, I heard my dad preach a message on hell. That's a fire, that's eternal, that's separation from God, that the things that would happen to somebody in hell are horrible things because of their judgment against their sin. I went down to my dad's study and I said, Dad, I'd like to get saved. My dad showed me that I was a sinner, that I was on the way to hell, but that Jesus Christ loved me and that he died for me. He paid the price for my sin. And as a child, I bowed my head and I asked God's forgiveness for my sin. And I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart and save me. And I say, praise God, today I know for sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Friend, do you know that? Do you know for sure that if you died, you'd go to heaven? I want you to know that. God wants you to know that. I wouldn't stand down here on a street corner and you might say, Ben, you look like an idiot. Well, sometimes I suppose I might feel like an idiot, but I'd rather be a fool for Jesus Christ to let you know that there's a God in heaven that loves you, that can give you his gift of everlasting life, than to sit at my house and be silent when there's people walking through this world and every step they take is a step closer to hell because they've never received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Now, friend, is that you today? Are you that person that's stepping closer and closer to eternity without God? In life, we have the blessing of God. But somebody that enters into eternity without Jesus Christ is cast very sadly into a devil's hell. It's not because God's mean. It's not because God's unkind. It's because God cannot abide sin. God cannot allow sin into heaven. If he let sin into heaven, he'd have to let death, sorrow, and sickness into heaven. God will not do that. God cannot do that. And so, praise God, heaven is protected, but sinners will be cast into a lake of fire. That's not what God wants to do. That's why Jesus Christ made a way for sinners to be forgiven. He came and died on the cross for our sin. He paid the price for us. You know, somebody can mock God today, laugh at God today, take God's name in vain today. It's not okay. It's not right. But the thing is, God still loves them. While we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. God has compassion for us. God has care for us. God has concern for us. God knows you today. I don't know you. Maybe others out here today don't know you. But God knows you. He knows where you're at. And by the way, he knows what it would take to wake you up to the fact that you need Jesus Christ. It might take a lot. It'd be very sad if God had to do that. God doesn't want to even do that. But, you know, it'd be better if God did that, put us on our back in the hospital or something like that, to give us an opportunity to stop and think life is short. To get us to stop and think about God. To get us to begin to consider the truth of the Word of God. The Bible says again about Jesus, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, Jesus, who cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received in grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. All the law could do is condemn us. It could never make us righteous. That's why by the works of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. The answer is not keeping God's law. The answer is receiving God's mercy by faith in Jesus Christ. The answer is to look at the cross and to see that our sin was paid in full on that cross by Jesus. Friend, God loves you. God cares about you. God does not want you to go to hell and be separated from him for all eternity. He wants you to stop, look, and listen. He wants you to pick up a Bible. And I encourage you, you may not know where to begin reading in the Bible. Read the book of John. It says at the end of the book of John, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. That book in particular was given to us as a book that would bring us to faith in God. It's the book that has John 3 in it. In John chapter 3, Jesus, speaking to Nicodemus, said to him, look, ye must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. God desires to give us spiritual life. We must be born again. If you're alive today, breathing today, you've got physical life, but that doesn't mean you've got eternal life. Only those that put their faith in Jesus receive God's gift of everlasting life. The Bible says about that person that will put his faith in Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. It's a privilege today to be somebody that knows Jesus Christ as your Savior. Don't be afraid. If you're a Christian, be encouraged and get strengthened in the Word of God and know the love of God for you and what Jesus Christ did for you when he died on the cross to save you from your sin. God loves you today. God cares so much about you. God doesn't want people walking through this world not thinking about him. Again, pick up that Bible, read it. God's given to us. You can get an audio Bible and begin to listen to the Word of God and to hear what God has to say. If you can't read, there's so many avenues today to find out about God. The Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. There's no place in this world that does not testify that there is a God, just from the design that you see in creation. But beyond that, God's given us a precious book, the pure Word of God, that declares unto us that the Son of God, Jesus, loved us so much that he died on the cross for our sin. The Bible goes on to say, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, Jesus, he hath declared him. And this is the record, John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I'm not the Christ. And today, no preacher is the Christ. There's not salvation in a religion. There's not salvation in the Pope. There's not salvation in Muhammad. There's not salvation in any other person other than the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ is the way. Jesus Christ is the truth. Jesus Christ is the life. It's only by faith in him that somebody can be born again and receive God's forgiveness. The wages of sin is death. The Bible says about that person that stands before God in eternity, having never received Jesus Christ as their Savior, that he will say to them, depart from me, cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Again, God doesn't want to do that. God loves us too much. That's why his Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for our sins. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. If you were to see the crucifixion of Christ, you would watch a man suffering because of what you did, because of your lies, because of your lust, because of your covetousness, because of your heart that's against God. Jesus Christ had to die on the cross for your sin. The Bible says, while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. God loves us today. Praise God. That's the mercy of God. The rain falls on the just and the unjust, and we get the blessing of that. The sun shines on the just and the unjust, and we get the blessing of that. Somebody could despise God today, mock God today, and yet God is good to them, and God is good to say to them, look, my son, my precious son, died for you. John chapter 3 again, the Bible says you must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Somebody has to come to the point in their life where they recognize that what the Word of God says is true. There's none righteous, no, not one, the Bible says. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Just like somebody that works a job understands that I deserve to get paid. The Bible says what we deserve to get paid for our sin is death. But the Son of God loves us. The Son of God died on the cross for our sin. He paid the price for us. We need Jesus. Without Jesus Christ, we cannot be forgiven. We cannot have God's gift of everlasting life. It's our prayer that you would receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Father, I pray for the grace of God today for those that have heard the Word of God. In Edinburgh, I pray, Father, your mercy, that you put an interest in their soul about finding out the truth about Jesus. I pray, O God, that many would be born again before Jesus Christ comes again. I pray that many would come to saving faith in Jesus Christ. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.